Hi, this week the question is, what does the Bible say about the devil? We know very little about the origin of the devil. We know only that he's not equal with God. God alone is eternal, 1 Timothy 6, verse 16. The devil is as much dependent upon God for his existence as we are for our existence. If God wanted, he could annihilate the devil just like he could annihilate us. Second, the devil, along with all the angels of heaven, was originally created to be good. After everything was created, God declared, "It is good." Genesis 1, verse 31. God would never have created an evil being, so the devil must have been a good angel to begin with. Third, the devil and other angels rebelled against God's authority, and they were cast out of heaven. 2 Peter 2, verse 4, Jude, verse 6. Now let's talk a little bit about the nature and the destiny of the devil. The scriptures use several names to describe the devil. We learn quite a bit about him from the names that he has been given. He's called the devil. This name means adversary or opponent. This name was given to him because he is opposed to all that is good and right. Jesus said in John 8, verse 44, "You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it." Again, in 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, the Bible says, "He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." These two passages demonstrate that from the beginning of the world, the devil was opposed to God and his highest creation, man. Well, he is also called Satan. The name Satan means accuser or slanderer. He was given this name because that's what he does. He slandered and accused God before the human race. In Genesis chapter 3, he accused and slandered God by suggesting that God was being unfair with Adam and Eve by withholding from them the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Second, he slanders and accuses God's people. In Job chapter 1, verses 6 through 11, the Bible says, "Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan was also among them. And the Lord said to Satan, 'From where do you come?' So Satan answered the Lord and said, 'From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth on it.' Then the Lord said to Satan, 'Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth? A blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil.' So Satan answered the Lord and said, 'Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him and around his household and around all that he has on every side? You've blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face.'" This is just one example of the accusations and slanders that Satan hurls about God's people. In Revelation 12 and verse 10, the Bible says, "Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, 'Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down.'" In Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1, the prophet sees Satan accusing Joshua the high priest as he stands before the angel of God. Well, Satan is also a real person. Perhaps the greatest deception of Satan is his ability to deceive men and women into thinking he's not real. The scriptures, however, describe the devil in a very real way. Moses believed Satan was a real person in Genesis 3. The writers of the New Testament believed him to be real, Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 10. And his ability to disguise himself makes people think he is not real. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 14 and 15, the Bible says, "And no wonder, For Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Though he disguises himself and appears to be harmless and even good, remember that his name means accuser and opponent. His purpose in life is to destroy as many lives as he can. His goal is to take as many people to hell with him as he possibly can. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5, verse 8, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." My friend, you think about that the next time you're tempted to sin. Realize that sin grieves God at his heart. Genesis chapter 6, verse 6. And realize that more than anything in the world, God wants you to live right so that you can come to heaven with him and live eternally one day. He sent his very own son to die on a cross that it might be possible for you to be saved. John 3, verse 16, 1 John 2, verse 2.